Alaska isn't the only state considering whether to legalize and regulate recreational marijuana. In the Pacific Northwest, Oregon also has the question on the ballot. Some legalization advocates use Colorado's pot law as an example. But as KPLU's Gabriel Spitzer reports, Alaska and Oregon's ballot measures are more like Washington state's law.
For states thinking of legalizing pot, there are lots of ways to do it. But for starters, there are two basic options on the menu: Colorado and Washington. Colorado is seen as having moved quickly, either nimble or reckless, depending on your point of view. Washington is seen as the slower one, either careful or ponderous. These are simplifications, of course, but which one appeals to our Northwestern neighbors?
Here in Oregon, you know, I think most people realize Washington has been a success.
The Washington experience may provide a better model for Alaska than Colorado.
That's Anthony Johnson, chief petitioner of Oregon's measure, and Tim Hinterberger, chair of Alaska's. Both measures share some features with Washington's law. They each empower the state liquor commission to set most of the rules. They create licenses for growers and retailers, and they both ban consumption in public. But the two states break from Washington in key ways, too. Take the tax structure. Washington taxes marijuana at about 44% of the cost. Alaska, on the other hand, would slap a flat $50 tax on each ounce, says Tim Hinterberger.
So one good thing about having a fixed tax per ounce rather than, a percentage of the retail cost is that people wouldn't have to guess how revenues might decline as the price decreases.
Oregon's is even lower, at $35 an ounce. Both say that will help keep prices low enough to compete with black market dealers and avoid Washington buyers' sticker shock. Opponents say the low taxes are a drawback. Josh Marquis is a volunteer spokesman for Oregon's No on Measure 91 campaign, and he points to other ways his state's measure strays from Washington's approach.
In Oregon, you can have 8 ounces, and you can possess a pound of edibles, and 72 ounces of marijuana liquids, and you can possess an ounce of oil, and you can grow 4 plants per household. We're talking about a staggering amount of weed.
And there's nothing in Oregon's measure, or Alaska's, that explicitly bans products that may appeal to children, as Washington does.
Pot tarts, gummy bears, things that are clearly designed to attract children. I mean, that's what Joe Camel's all about.
Colorado has gotten lots of ink for its loosely regulated edibles, but it recently moved to restrict them even more than Washington does. And it's worth noting, Washington's tight regulations on edibles weren't in the initiative either. They came from the Liquor Board's rules. But the perception remains Colorado is the Wild West compared with slow and steady Washington. In Oregon, Anthony Johnson says opponents of his measure hold up Colorado as the cautionary tale.
The opposition doesn't mention Washington that often and tends to hold up Colorado as the boogeyman. And I think that has come about because Washington has taken such a deliberative, thoughtful approach.
This seems to be the case in Alaska, too.
Available stone driving would increase, and we need only to look at Colorado.
What's happening in Colorado is not what we signed up for.
Knows that 2 people have died in Colorado after consuming edibles.
The target on Colorado may have more to do with how far along it is rather than how permissive. But it seems clear that backers in Alaska and Oregon are quicker to draw parallels to Washington's law than Colorado's. And that makes sense, says Oregon's Anthony Johnson. All 3 Northwestern states share some political DNA and similar attitudes about pot.
Alaska actually legalized, you know, personal use in the 70s. Oregon was the first state to decriminalize small amounts. We've all been states that have been at the forefront of marijuana law reform.
Polls show close contests in Alaska and Oregon, but if both measures were to pass, the Northwestern U.S. would cement its status as the broadest outpost of pot country in America. I'm Gabriel Spitzer.